Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, come on now, let's rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, how are you? This, of course, is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on, of course, this Sunday, January the 27th, 2013. It's so hard to believe that we're even saying 2013. Even being, what, 3 weeks into the new year, it's so hard to believe that we're even saying 13. So, hey there, it's Joey Kroll, and it's so good to see you. Great to connect with you. And if you are new to Sunday Worship, of course, is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, of course, is no different. Today, friend, we're going to be focusing on disarming discouragement. Ooh, it's going to be a good one today. So I hope you can join me for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yes, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. Amen. A great reminder here this Sunday. Friend, how are you? This, of course, is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today, yes, I love it. Today, we are going to be focusing on disarming discouragement. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." William Wilberforce led a campaign against the British Parliament to abolish slavery in the late 1700s and early 1800s. During the course of his intense efforts, Wilberforce came to a desperate place of discouragement, feeling he had absolutely no more strength to continue. I bet we can relate to that so many ways. Amen. In this condition, he was about to give up when his elderly friend, John Wesley, lying on his deathbed, was informed of his friend's distress. So Wesley requested pen and paper and with a quivering hand wrote these words down. He says, "Unless God has raised you up from this very thing, you will be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are all of them stronger than God? Oh, be not weary of well-doing. Go on in the name of God and in the power of his might till even American slavery shall vanish away before it. And I'll tell you what, John Wesley died 6 days later. But William Wilberforce fought for 45 more years, and in 1833, 3 days before his own death, witnessed the end of slavery in Britain. Friend, do not grow weary in well-doing, for we can still triumph. It's exactly when everything looks hopeless that our God has opportunity to display his awesome power. Even the great men that changed history needed a word of encouragement now and then. So friend, be encouraged and be an encourager. You never know when you may enable another saint to continue pressing on, or how that may change the world.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, you give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be your name.
But I will choose to say, blessed be your name. Beautiful song. Hey, friend, how are you? It's Joey Kroll. This, of course, is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. This already the 27th day of January 2013. How's your weekend come along? Pretty well? Pretty good? Hanging in there? Yeah, our weekend's pretty well. My wife and I had a chance to just kind of clean up the house yesterday, and we weren't really motivated to do it. Actually, she did most of the cleaning. I did most of paperwork and bills, but we got a lot done yesterday. So a very productive day yesterday, and I pray it's the same for you. Today, friend, we are talking about disarming discouragement. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23 says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good it is. That's Proverbs 15:23. A modern parable has been written about the tools of the enemy that I believe we really can learn from. Check this out. It says, some time ago, an advertisement appeared in which the devil was putting all his tools up for sale. On the day of public inspection, each one of his tools was marked with its selling price. There was hatred, envy, jealousy, doubt, lying, pride, and so on were each on the block. Set apart, however, from all the rest of the pile was a harmless-looking tool, well-worn, but priced very high. It was discouragement. Someone asked the devil, "Why is that one priced so high?" He replied, "Ah, that one is more useful to me than all the rest. With it, I can pry open a man's heart and enter when I cannot get near him with any other tool. Once inside, I can lead him any way I choose. The tool is very worn because I use it on almost everyone, since few people know it belongs to me." Well, friend, the enemy loves to sow discouragement, but believers have a tool much more powerful. Amen. Encouragement. We can speak a word into the lives of those who desperately need to hear it, to the college student adjusting to his new environment, to the missionary who may feel alone in the harvest field, to the disillusioned newlywed young couple, to the forgotten servants of God who labor in obscure and difficult ministry, to the orphans and widows, to all those who need a word of encouragement in due season. We have the power in our lips to rekindle a discouraged soul. So, friends, and let's inspire one another with words of encouragement. It costs nothing and reaps an eternal reward. In fact, Hebrews 10:25 says, "Encourage one another daily as you see the day draw near." You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Be still my soul, the Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to the His voice.
Today, if you're driving to or from church, or if you're just listening online or at home in the car, thank you so much for spending some time here with me, of course, on this 27th day of January 2013. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. And today, I'm excited about today's program because we are talking about disarming discouragement. And it is so easy, friend, to fall into that. To grow weary and just get exhausted and lose heart. In John chapter 8, I love this passage. It says, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in the adultery, the act of adultery. And we know the story where Jesus bent down, wrote in the ground with his finger. Then he said, let any of you who is without sin be the first one to throw a stone at her. And then one by one they left. Until it was just Jesus and that woman standing there. And Jesus straightened up and asked her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No, sir, she said. Then neither do I, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin. Friend, Jesus knew the heart of every man and woman. As a totally pure and righteous human being, his experience of every other sin-filled person is really impossible for us to imagine. He knew that every repulsive thought, attitude, and action of every person in the world would soon fall on him, and that he would carry them away. And so Jesus did not come with a spirit of condemnation, but with a spirit of grace and truth, caught in the very act of adultery. And brought into his presence. The woman's sin was immediately exposed and her conviction was absolute. The sin was condemned, but not the sinner. Her accusers wanted to stone her to sacrifice her life and use the law of Moses to condemn Jesus out of their jealous hatred of him. But the Lord, in his beautiful, understated way, quietly wrote in the sand and turned their hatred into deep conviction. Friend, voices of accusation, rejection, and condemnation will rise against you in the presence of your sins. But Jesus, oh, how beautiful it is, will write in the sand and expose the hearts of your accusers. Confess your sin and stand amazed and grateful for his grace.
The splendor clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Change.
Yes, I love it. The Imprios and Praise the Lord right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Hey, happy Sunday to you. Yes, this already 27th day of January 2013. It's hard to believe that we're just a few days away until February. This month went by really quick, hasn't it? Hey, friend, it was so good to spend some time here with you today as we focused on disarming discouragement. Well, friend, thanks so much for letting me spend some time here with you. Hey, don't forget tomorrow morning, Mark Burns in the studio tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, friend, if you want to catch up with me personally, you can drop me an email. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.